and state media concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Hello, and welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey.
I'm your co-host, Sarah.
And today, our first story, semi-controversial, is that Adele has turned 30 and threw herself a birthday party.
Just so strange that she's only 30.
Yes.
I mean.
But also threw herself a Titanic-themed birthday party.
Right.
But... So here's the thing. It was themed off of Titanic, the movie.
Right.
She dressed up as Rose. She evidently really likes that movie and just things about love stories, period, and really likes the song that Celine Dion sang. So she dressed up as Rose and actually came down like the staircase, which I guess is a real staircase. I thought it was just a set, but okay. Unless she had that built so for her birthday.
Sure.
It's hard to tell where they are specifically in the pictures that came out of this. But then they went to the dance floor to party because it's a birthday party, and they had on life jackets, and those were kind of the party favor, and people took them home, and it's just like, okay, but you realize that was a real life tragedy where hundreds of people died, right?
It's maybe not in the best taste.
Well, it was and I swear Twitter just exists for this. To just get into really petty fights with people you don't actually know. So
right.
You can go back and forth because you have nothing else to do with your life. I don't know. But people kept going back and forth over whether or not it was bad because it was built based off of the movie. Mm-hmm. Not the event itself. But it's like, but the movie was based off of the event itself. And she's clearly,
right.
She's specifically dressed up as Rose.
And she looks quite like Rose. I mean, yeah. She did a good job.
No, she looked great in it. But it's like, she clearly dressed up as Rose, who was not a real person.
Right.
So, like, if we're going to be upset at her, we should also be upset at James Cameron, or it's okay because it was a fictionalized story. And I'm like, I was with you until you did the life jackets.
All right.
Right. Like, when you were just Rose and just dancing and you told everyone just to dress up in that era, it could have been like that the dance scene where Jack takes her after dinner to lower third class or whatever they are, and they have the dance and the beer and the standing on our point toes without point shoes. That would have been fine, I think. Maybe. Again, it's still based off of a real event, and I'm just like, yeah, but...
Right. I don't know what to say about this one. If we had a party based on some other tragedy, even if it was based on a movie, wouldn't we still... I'm trying to think of another tragedy, and I really don't want to because I don't want my brain to go there.
People talked about, my grandchildren will totally be able to throw, like, a 9/11 party. And I'm just like, okay, stop. Let's not go there.
See, I don't want to even contemplate how you would do that. I don't want to go there.
I mean, there have been movies of it. Like, my first thought was sort of World War II parties, which people do throw. And there's, like, Pearl Harbor. So I guess if you wanted to base it off a movie, that is a love story but complicated love story because love triangle. Weird movie. But, I mean, if you wanted to sort of throw in a thing, would it then be okay to dress up as the characters from Pearl Harbor?
I don't... That's all I got. I got no words for you.
Because, I mean, people, even regardless of the movies, people do throw sort of like World War II themed parties.
Sure, like recreate 1940s with the uniforms.
The USO?
And the USO and the...
But it's like at the same time, but wait, we were at war. That's where all the, like, a good number of those fashion trends came out, because we were at war and materials were scarce, and so we had to do whatever, and the hairstyles and everything is like
victory rolls.
So those are okay, but not okay, but what?
Yeah, I don't know. I would say that I fall on this being borderline kind of
insensitive.
Tacky. Yeah, a little insensitive, but I don't feel like it needs to be a huge, huge deal.
I mean, I think it's one of those things that now we're getting to, and I think we mentioned this, although I'm not sure if you were on that episode or not, about how we're getting to the point where some people are like, oh, everything has to be politically correct and we can't do or say anything. And I'm like,
yeah, but we've been saying that for 20 years.
Well, yeah, but it's also, it's more of just actually the things you weren't politically correct for were actually kind of terrible. And now we have a better way to put that out there, right, that you shouldn't do that. So I'm sorry that your life of ease is not as easy.
Mm-hmm.
But it starts getting into things like Halloween.
Right.
I mean, every year there's a host of people that just pick the worst costumes, and I'm just like,
well,
really?
Yes.
You didn't see how this would be a problem at like that one year where so many people dressed up as that football player who hit his fiance and knocked her out in the elevator, and I'm just like,
oh geez,
why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Is that a thought process? Fine, it's something that's in the news right now, so people would get but seriously, why would you want to dress up as that person?
Right. And I like Halloween in terms of, hey, let's dress up and be a different person, because I think that's, you know, right, that's kind of fun sometimes. But then there's the whole other issue of, first, there's culturally insensitive costumes,
yes,
that people do, and stop doing that.
Yes.
And then there's women's costumes that,
yes,
all have the freaking word sexy in them. Sexy nurse. Sexy
anything.
Yes.
Well, even if they don't have sexy, they just are sexy.
Right.
I'm just like,
right,
there's
take a profession and then give it a tiny skirt.
Right. Or a nun. A sexy nun. I'm like, that is almost just by definition not, that's an oxymoron,
cool,
or a dichotomy, or I forget the difference between those from high school, but it's one of those, like a sexy
possibly
nun,
both,
a sexy, the nun who's taken a vow of chastity,
right?
What?
Right.
But yeah, just, I mean, I'm kind of almost wishing we got rid of Halloween, just because when you stop and think about it, most costumes are actually kind of terrible. Like, either you're sexing up things you really shouldn't be sexing up, or you're, you know, Indian Native American is not a costume.
Mm-hmm.
That is a group of people. So, what?
I know.
Every year with Halloween, I'm just like, unless you dress up as characters, like a specific character. And even then,
well, that's what that's what Adele did, and we're still, you know, and
yeah,
people are still mad.
Say, I was about to say, even then, because there was a lot of people who did this, and I'm just like, okay, but you really didn't see how this was a problem, which is because, you know, the Avengers it's been 6 years now, I saw, since the Avengers, and a lot of people dress up as Nick Fury, but they'll, like, put on blackface, and I'm just like, you really didn't see how that was going to be a problem? I get, fine, you're like, oh, but it's the character. It's like, yeah, but in the comics, he's not black. That doesn't matter. Like, if you have on a bald cap and an eye patch and all black clothes, we will get it. We do not need the skin change to get what person you are. People are not that idiotic.
Some of them are.
Well, they clearly are, because they did it. Just like,
yeah,
in the same way, like, you don't have to be, and I'm sure people of color have had to do this for many, many years, because until recently, there probably weren't a number of characters you could dress up as. But so long as you've got, like, the main things of the person with the clothing and the hair, everything else is fine. So, like, or even, what was it? I think J.K. Rowling talked about how for Halloween one year, her daughter dressed up as Harry.
Nice.
And she was like, why don't you want to be Hermione? It's like, Harry's the main character.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
I dressed up as Harry one year for Halloween. And I was an adult.
Well, that would be fun. I haven't dressed up for Halloween since I was like 11.
Yeah.
I was one of those people who, like, wanted to grow up really fast. So by the time I hit 11, I was like, I'm too grown for Halloween.
Right.
And then when I was like 14, I was like, why did I do that? I could have had several more years worth of candy.
Exactly. Silly woman.
Clearly, that was the whole. And I knew friends who, you know, went trick-or-treating until they were like nearly in their 20s. I was like, you're bolder than I am, because I know that a lot of people, when you ring those doors, are like giving you the stink eye, like, you're clearly not a child. What are, mm-hmm, you doing here? I'm not giving you. And some of them have been like, I'm not giving you candy, if you are taller than whatever, you don't get candy. It's like the reverse of the roller coaster
the ride. You must be this tall to ride. If you are this tall, you cannot have candy.
Exactly. So yeah, I mean,
that sucks for kids who grow really fast.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm.
But I'm only five,
or I'm only 10, and I'm already like, you know, 5 pounds. Oh, now I feel really bad for like all those kids who go on to be
meanie
basketball stars.
Where have we gone with this segment?
Costumes and just how to do costumes properly, which we have not really
gotten to a consensus on that one. No,
but yeah, Adele's birthday party. Love Adele. And
love her costume, actually.
She looks great in the costume, but again, the costume where it's coming from.
Then the life jackets maybe just took it over the edge.
The life jackets definitely did. So we're going to take a short break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back. You're listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. Our next story is also kind of movie related, and I found I laughed out loud at this way too many
times. You LOL?
I literally did LOL looking at this, and that there was this thing that went viral where a woman asked her wife to name Marvel Cinematic Universe characters, but her wife has evidently only seen like two Marvel movies. So she starts off pretty okay. She gets Iron Man and Captain America and Spider-Man all correct. So the big ones. And then she starts getting them slightly wrong, but still in like the comic book world. So she thinks Gamora is She-Hulk and that Black Widow is Rogue, but then she also thinks Scarlet Witch is Rogue, so maybe Black Widow is Jean, and I'm just like,
wait a minute.
we don't even have the rights to those properties yet until the whole Disney Fox thing goes through, but I mean, comic books and technically by the same comic book company, so you're close-ish. At least you know those things, because my mother would be like Green Lady and Lady with Red Hair and other lady with red hair. It's like, stop. But then she starts getting a little off, so she calls Groot Troot, which is close. You almost knew. You were 95% there.
But that's hilarious, because that's the only thing that he says, I am Groot.
So maybe she just heard it wrong.
Yeah.
Her audio that she was watching wasn't good, and she thought he said, I am Troot. She also calls Mantis Snail Girl, which, she kind of looks like a snail, so yeah, believable. And that Loki is Dark Magician. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if there is a character called Dark Magician.
I don't think it matters. I think she's just describing them as she sees them.
He does look like a Dark Magician.
He does. So, he looks like an emo.
If you don't know, that's fine. But then she, after that, sort of completely starts like, okay, I'm not even going to try with movies or anything. So Thor is Chris. And then Peter Quill is Republican Chris. Because, what? I mean, they're both Chris's. You're right. You're absolutely right. We're just going to screw the characters. Let's just do names. So then Black Panther is Chad something.
Something. Well, yeah.
Ant-Man is Paul Rudd and Nick Fury is Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, she got something actually correct. Okay.
Well, you got the people correct.
I'm just saying.
Not the characters, but you do at least know the actors. Mm-hmm. So bravo. And then she called Hill Robin, which I guess is from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I haven't seen that. Yep. But I was like, Rob. I was like,
Colby
Robin?
Smulders, is that her name?
Yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to look that one up because I was like, "Do you mean like Batman and Robin? Because that's not even this. Right. Those are two different
the character
comic book universes." What? And then Bucky is just Captain America's friend.
Which is accurate.
Again, yeah, very true. But then I love her response for Rocket. Was just like, is this a character? This is a raccoon?
Yes. Yes. Like, both of those things are true.
Right. She's like, you are not wrong there. And that was just, oh man, a lot of people really like that one because that's kind of sort of the first reaction is, wait, it's a raccoon.
Yeah.
Wait, it is. That is a talking raccoon.
And a very angry, cynical talking raccoon.
I mean, when you've had whatever's been done to him that's been done to him, and I'm not a comic person, so I only kind of get the hint that we saw in the first Guardians of the Galaxy where he's got like the pieces of metal on his back, so he was clearly experimented on, and that's why he can talk and walk on his hind legs.
Yes.
Although I wouldn't put it past real raccoons to kind of maybe be able to, and if real raccoons ever learn how to use guns the way he uses guns, we're all in trouble.
I think so, yeah.
Because they're already way too crafty.
Now, my husband watches the Guardians of the Galaxy cartoon, and in that cartoon, you meet Rocket's mother and sister, and if you think Rocket is snarky,
wow,
his mother and sister are even, whoa, they have issues, have anger issues.
There was so much about that I didn't A, know there was a cartoon, or B, he had a mother and sister.
He does.
Wait, my brain has almost exploded.
Oh, and I think there was a brother too, but yeah, apparently the whole family was experimented on.
The whole angry raccoon family. That note to mad scientists, do not experiment on animals that would definitely want to kill us once they've been experimented on. And
they
then
already
the
work together as groups.
Like, again, raccoons and like cockroaches, ants and termites, don't experiment on those. Why do you need to experiment on those? They're already hard to deal with.
Yeah.
Stop
it.
But then my favorite, and a lot of people's favorites, is she starts getting to some of the side characters from Black Panther.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know where she got this. She calls the general War Maiden. So then that makes Shuri War Maiden's daughter, that makes M'Baku War Maiden's son, and that makes the other female warrior War Maiden's wife. And she was like, on the one hand, how did you get that?
Right.
Is this a reference to something I don't know and there's an actual War Maiden that you're thinking of in the comic books?
No, I think you're trying to make this way too literal or way too logical.
I don't know. I mean, I would not be surprised with the like 100 of characters in these comic books if there isn't actually a character named War Maiden. Would not surprise me at all, but just the fact that she was like, these all, that's a family, right? And I'm like, you know what, that's not real, and they have their own character stories, but I kind of want to see a movie about that
with the family of War Maidens,
right? War Maiden and her wife and their children and just the adventures that would go, because again, the general, who actually has a name but I seriously have no idea what it is, and she's just always the general in my head because that's what
they call her.
That's what Black Panther calls her. He calls her general, so I'm like, I'm gonna call you general too because you are that badass. The general could probably be her own like main character superhero person.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been talk, I think they talked to I'm not sure if it's the director of Black Panther or a different director, about whether or not he would do a female Black Panther movie, and he was like, if that was ever a thing, yeah, I'd be down for it.
Hmm.
And so I'm like, oh, wait, is that? And when it was not like a, hey, we might do it, we have the plans for this, although it wouldn't surprise me if they also had plans, because Marvel is like, we have like 20 things going at one time. We are amazing with the juggling of movie projects.
Mm-hmm.
Just end, Marvel, just end.
There is a Maiden of Rage.
Huh.
In the Marvel universe.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not.
Does she look like the general?
No.
Hmm.
No, not at all.
Well, that doesn't quite necessarily mean anything because the Valkyrie in Thor Ragnarok does not look like the comics Valkyrie, so.
Oh, well, she is a Valkyrie. The Maiden of Rage is a Valkyrie.
So we might actually see Maiden of Rage if Valkyrie movie ever becomes a thing.
I suppose.
Or if female Black Panther ever becomes, just start getting crosses. That's the whole new phase of Avengers.
Wait a minute.
Hmm.
I don't know what this is. It says War Maiden Pepper Potts, but it's also on Pinterest. And so I don't know if it's just like a fan.
Okay.
But, you know, hey, somebody else had the same theory.
See, now I'm thinking War Maiden might actually be a real comic character because it seems that the person at Gab Regan who asked her wife about this kind of seems to know the comic books characters, at least, because that's why she asked her and found this funny enough to put on social media.
Right.
Because it's like, honey, how did you get this so wrong? Seriously. So it seems like she at least totally knows because she was the one who asked and so knew if she was wrong or not. So maybe her wife's a comic book fan and so she's like heard the name mm-hmm. and was just like, that clearly looks like a warrior female. That must be War Maiden.
Right.
Logic wrong, but good logic going on there. But yeah, no, there were a lot of people who were like, I need the War Maiden and or female Black Panther movie. And in both cases, it kind of seems like Shuri is somehow involved in those two possible ideas.
Sure. I'm just sensing a lot of fanfic that's going to come out of this. Yep.
Well, just the idea that Shuri and M'Baku are siblings, or just the idea of M'Baku and fanfiction, period. I can't envision. I'd actually kind of want to see the, and now I'm...
Well, maybe you should write fanfiction.
No.
You know, it could be a good mental exercise.
Well, I'm now envisioning fanfiction that involves, like, some sort of love triangle between the general and her husband, and I think it's Oya is War Maiden's wife on that chart.
I don't want to see... No, no.
Well, just because her husband's not in Avengers Infinity War, so now I'm totally imagining someone writing a fanfiction about he's not here, so they start having this forbidden love affair.
Right.
While he's not there, and, yeah, fanfiction... I kind of wish, and I'm not even sure that I could have gone through like my 20s and had this happen, but I kind of wish I had never heard of fan fiction. I don't want that to exist.
Please don't exist. You can't just wish that one away.
Well, I'm going to try. We're going to take a break and I will go run to every wishing well I know of, which is all of like maybe 0.5, and hope that that's not the case and that it will not exist when we come back. So stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
Where fanfic still exists. Sorry.
My wishes never come true. Why is this? Am I not doing something right? Like, someone, if you know how to make wishes come true, please let me know. So I can make not fanfiction being a thing, like my number 27 or something. But there's a lot of wishes I want, so please, somebody let me know. For our next story, I'm sure... I kind of hope, if you let me know, do not let the woman in this next story know, because she definitely doesn't need it. And that an Arizona woman was arrested and accused of stalking after she sent a man 65,000 texts, excuse me, after one date.
How long does it take to send 65,000 texts?
Well, it was over the course of a year.
Oh.
And someone did the math in Twitter, and they were like, that would be... at least like 100 something texts a day. But the reporters were like, she sometimes sent him up to 500 texts a day. And I'm just like,
wow.
Wow. What?
Yeah, he didn't block her or change his number or.
Well, I mean, yeah. I was like, how did this go on for a year? And I hope you like reported her after some point. That should definitely have been grounds for like a, not a lawsuit. What's it called?
A restraining order?
A restraining order after, you know, a few weeks or a couple of months. With right. that many texts a day, it's just like, yeah, this person will not... After one date.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not even that you were in a really long-term relationship. One date.
I know someone who is, thank God, not this extent, but, you know, he tends to be a little bit like this, and it gets quite annoying, you know, after one date. Calm down, people. Calm down. You gotta... Well, not stalk people in general, but at least give it a second date before you freak out on people.
Well, and I remember I read a book, and I can't remember if it was the, I think it had the F word in it, and it was like, don't give any Fs. Oh, I'm currently blanking on the title of that book. It was, of course, popular because it had the F word in it. Mm-hmm. Where he was talking about this girl that he had met at, like, some conference and slept with, because that was kind of what he did at whatever age he was. And then that had turned into this crazy thing over, like, 7 years, where she would email him and, like, post things on his website because he had, like, a personal website. And then he would block her, and so she'd create a new email address to email him because she believed they were, like, soulmates and needed to be together for something so she could heal death. And when he when he starts this story, she's sitting with him and at a restaurant and has had, like, several drinks and eaten a lot of food, but he's at that restaurant with his fiance, and the woman, the crazy woman, the other woman, the stalking woman, is like, oh, it's okay that you have a fiance, I don't mind sharing you. And it's just like, he doesn't want to be in a relationship. Who cares whether or not you're willing to share him? He's not in a relationship with you. What are you doing?
It's amazing the number of books that have the F word and kind of not giving an F.
It's orange.
The subtle art of not giving an F is orange.
Yes, I think it might be that one. And if not, I've definitely read that one, and then also read a book about this person who was stalked by this other woman. I hope there's not more than a few books in which people have written about that. But yeah, just this idea that, like, after practically no time at all, you're just like, this is the person for me, despite them repeatedly, vehemently saying no,
right,
and leave me the heck alone.
So, okay, back to the original story. After a year, finally he reported her, or what happened?
She broke into his house and got in his bathtub.
As you do.
When you send someone 500 texts a day. Of course, that's just taking it to the next level.
There is that Alanis Morissette song where she breaks into his house, and I think she does get into his bathtub. Maybe she was
inspired
to Alanis.
Well, and okay, it's not clear if she was, like, taking a bath in his bathtub or just hiding in his bathtub. They only said she was in his bathtub, but she had a butcher knife in her car.
Mm.
And in one of her texts, she had said something about, like, wanting to bathe in his blood or something.
Oh, dear Lord.
Just like, so your idea of love and affection and relationships is not almost anyone else's. Yeah, just no.
Wow. Now, on a side note, I know someone who his sister's friend told the sister that her brother was so hot she would drink his bathwater. Anything to do with a bathtub, I think, is just disgusting.
Wait. So the sister's friend
told the sister. That
the sister's
her
friend
brother,
told the sister's brother.
Yeah, the okay. sister's brother. That her, like, so I tell you, your brother is so hot, I would drink his bathwater.
Oh, okay. I somehow heard that as the sister told her friend that she would drink her. I was like, wow.
You don't have a brother, and if you did, I still wouldn't want to drink his bathwater.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to drink any
I have a brother, water. And you can't drink his bathwater.
I don't want to. Bathwater, no.
No. So don't get in people's bathtubs. Don't drink bathwater. I mean, come on. Let's just use our brains here.
Yes. And to try and get away from the, oh my gosh, and ickiness of that, we're going to move on to the next story, which is that people at a subway station in Toronto got in the elevator, I believe, and heard this speaking coming over it. And it ended up being the audiobook of Dan Brown's Inferno.
Okay.
At the subway elevator.
So instead of elevator music, you had an audiobook
of Inferno. Like, that would sort of, that's not exact, that would kind of freak me. I mean, it's better instance at the Target where porn was playing over the intercom.
Oh dear.
That's not bad.
It kind of reminds me of when they played War of the Worlds as a radio show, and people who turned on their radios in the middle thought it was real.
Yes.
I mean, if you get into an elevator and you hear certain things, you might think, what is this announcement, and are we going to die?
Yeah, the world is ending. Although I like the way that the subway station company sort of handled this in their Twitter response. Because they're like, okay, got in touch with a lead demon in the area, and it appears a ghost was taking a break near an intercom speaker and left a switch flipped. No actual possession involved. it's okay.
Like the situation should be resolved. It should be resolved. Like, we're not sure.
Good for you to have a sense of humor for that. Because it was what it had actually happened was there was an employee who was taking a break and listening to the audiobook mm-hmm. and had left the intercom switch on. Mm-hmm. But just the fact they were like, let's just go with this. And actually, I kind of now really want to just go ride the subway in Toronto.
Just in case?
Well, no, because there was another story where a man brought live crabs onto the subway. I have no idea why. He said it was for a joke.
Well, okay.
Evidently maybe bought like actual tickets for the crabs. So he paid for the seats they were taking up because he put like one in each seat. But a woman got really mad about this and like tossed the crabs off. So I think someone ran down their like reporting notes about this. So like two of the crabs died and one was injured, but they all ended up in the trash. It's just like, wow, that kind of turned out sad. But then the TTC, which stands for I don't know what, but is the company that evidently runs the subway, one of the employees for that was like, okay, just next time you travel with crabs, leave them in a bucket. Otherwise, it's shellfish behavior. Oh, wow. Just, yes, by all means, manage to have fun with your job. Like, customer service can be a really just, I hate my job sort of thing. But yes, have fun with your job. And then he later tweeted something about, like, you know, crabs are not allowed on the subway, even if you have, like, butter and a bib. I was just like, dude, I really kind of like you. Is this what all, like, Toronto subway employees are like? Please say yes. I kind of need Canadians. Like, Canadians. I need to go to Canada and just ride around on the public transit there, which I'm sure is better than my own where I live, which I hate. I'm sad about.
And you've never... Although there are very interesting things to look at on the public transportation here, although thankfully I've never ridden with crabs. And just any sentence that involves that, you know, with the crabs had their own seat.
When I first saw it, I was like STD crabs?
I know. Well, yeah, like, you would bring those with you if you were carrying them.
It's like, no, it was an actual real crab that, yeah, I was just like, okay, I think you're making a joke maybe about the STD crabs, but yeah, interesting situations going on in Toronto subways. Elevators that seem to go to hell and crabs on the subway. What mm-hmm. next? Who knows?
Yes.
Toronto people, let us know. And on that note, we're going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.